But I am sleeping.
Okay. Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, hello. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules in beautiful but a little cold Southern California. And it's so great to see all the snow in the mountains. It's beautiful, especially after the summer that we had with all of the fires and everything. And the air is clear. Oh, it's just beautiful here. Oh, I just love it. Anyway, I'm so glad you joined us tonight so that we can share the upcoming holiday season together. And oh boy, have we got a fun show tonight. We have Deborah Jacobs with us tonight, and she's a tremendous entrepreneur who has guided Mystic Pop Magazine to become the leading voice of the now age, not the new age, but the now age in over a dozen countries. She has some really great stories on her own experience of Law of Attractions to share with us tonight. So stay tuned, and I bet you will identify with this amazing gal. By the way, speaking about amazing, let's go to our amazing sponsors. Nope, I guess we're not. Let's try that one more time. Here we go.
There is nothing more important than this.
Nope. You know, technical difficulties.
Isn't Mercury going direct today?
Is it?
Yep.
Is that what the problem is? Okay.
There is nothing more important in this entire world than the incredible magic of love. I invite you to a free telecall of awakening the power of love and fulfilling your life's purpose on January 28th. Awaken your soul to the most incredible power that created the entire universe, love. You will learn how to access your inner wisdom, explore your shadow side, and understand the art of forgiveness while recognizing your perfect wholeness. For more information on this life-changing call and teleseries, visit wholemindwholebody.com, the place where your mind and your body come together. That's www.wholemindwholebody.com.
Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, the holidays are always fun when we buy gifts for everyone. And yes, we can buy our own special gift, one that is sure to give a wonderful lift. So, find a mate, deliver, create, make your dreams come true. Buy something special for you at Law of Attraction Tools. All MP3s are 20% off right now. Have a CD mailed to you with no shipping costs. Check out lawofattractiontools.com today. That's www.lawofattractiontools.com.
If that didn't get you into the Christmas spirit. Okay, we're back. And speaking of sponsors, I just want to let everybody know that if you didn't grab those website addresses from the commercials, just go to my Powerful Tools page and you will be redirected to their page. I have whole mind, whole body info, as well as spiritual singles. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of emails on that, too. People are having a great time, so sign up for that one. And I also have Denise Coates' Feel It Real program, and she was our guest last week, so it's on there. If you need any of that information, just go to the Powerful Tools and check it out. And by the way, while you're there, check out the hypnosis MP3s, because this is the perfect time to focus in on your new creations or new desires for the next year. You know, there are so many teachings about the law of attraction, and that's what my show is all about, bringing you credible information from different sources that serve to remind or motivate you in your journey to live your life in joy and abundance. But there may be, from time to time, some personal questions that you're seeking answers for. So here's what I consider to be the most important thing a human can realize. You have the answers within you. You have your answers about your personal situation within you. Yes, you do. You do. You have all of your answers. You know, a psychic may have some of those answers, but your inner guidance system has all of the answers. That's why I created a lot of those hypnosis MP3s, is to help you connect to that incredible power that you want and that you're asking for those answers. And here's something else that you may not realize. If you have a personal issue that you need extra help with, you can contact me for a personal session, and I'll guide you to connect you to your inner source where you can get your own answers. You know, some of these may have to do with your love life or finances or your health or relationships or whatever. The point that I want to get across is that you have the answers, and I'm here and available to guide and teach you and enable you to trust yourself enough to gain access to your inner self. And once you tap into this incredible power, you learn to access it in every situation for the rest of your life. That is the most empowering thing that you could ever do for yourself. So just go, again, to the Powerful Tools page and check out the personal session with me, and we get going on it. We can do it right away. And also, very, very important note here, dear powerful and extremely wonderful, important listeners of mine, the World Peace Meditation is on for next Saturday, December 22nd, at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's connect and merge our energies as we send our holiday love and appreciation to the world. Now, this is a special broadcast, so just tune in and relax and listen and experience this incredible love fest for about 30 minutes. If you're feeling down or stressed or even depressed, and you want to feel better about the holidays, then join us, because I guarantee you, you will fill yourself up with this incredible love and joy as we send it out to the world, to the soldiers, to the children, to the developing countries, to the planet, and especially to the world leaders. Let's give ourselves the gift of love this holiday season, because what we put out to the universe surely comes back to us tenfold. So I'll see you on December 22nd, 5 o'clock California time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's live. So just go to my website and hit the Listen Live button, and that will get you on. Okay, now I want to introduce a phenomenal lady that has helped to bring incredible knowledge to the world. Deborah Ann Jacobs is one of the most influential now-age leaders. She's also an author, speaker, and businesswoman. She founded and serves as editor-in-chief of Mystic Pop magazine, the world's fastest-growing publication in the spirituality arena. Deborah followed her guidance and intuition in starting creating Mystic Pop magazine, and now it is a beloved international publication. Using only her intent, she created this international magazine, and she says that money comes from God, not people. Therefore, I never worry about starting a business without any funding. I love this concept. This magazine follows an eclectic holistic approach, including all paths of spirit. It is a Reader's Digest of Higher Thought. Deborah, welcome. I'm so glad you're here tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is really tremendous. You know, I just love your magazine. It has so much information.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. How long have you had it?
5 years.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
February, it'll be 5 years.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Why,
in every way. Hey, listen, I like the term that you coined, Now Age instead of New Age. What's the reason behind this?
For years and years and years, as I've been studying along with everybody else, I kept hearing New Age this, New Age that, and what was real to me and what is true is that the New Age was over during the Renaissance, and this is the Now Age. This is when we should be learning and practicing right now, not for some other age.
Oh, yeah.
Just right now, being present now. And so I consider it Now Age.
Yeah. Well, that really makes a lot of sense.
Well, so I think people got lost in the whole New Age, you know, genre kind of thing of, you know, if you were New Age, you were automatically a vegetarian, or if you were New Age, you were automatically, you know, something.
Yeah.
And I think Now Age, there's a lot of people that, you know, believe and know that things like the law of attraction, and they may be CPAs and major corporations who would never walk into a New Age store. But the concept of Now Age living is different.
Absolutely. And you're right. People do get labeled, and New Age is labeled as being metaphysical, and a lot of people are kind of afraid of that. So I think Now Age is the perfect thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start using it all the time.
It's a new label.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It makes a lot of sense. Now you created your online magazine by using the law of attraction to your advantage. Can you tell
us? Well, actually, I created the printed magazine first.
Oh, okay.
It didn't go online until this last September.
Ah.
But I was absolutely using the law of attraction because here I was a single mother, quit my job, went home, told my daughter I was going to start a magazine. And she said, well, we don't have any money. And I said, that's okay. I have a vision, I have a direction, and I'm going to figure it out as I go. And I think that's a lot of what the law of attraction is, you know, have your vision, have your path, and know that, and trust and have faith in just doing it. Mm. And you kind of, I don't know about other people, but I learned as I went. I was never a computer graphics person. I didn't know anything really about business. Common sense told me to have a magazine, you had to sell ads. And I figured if I sold enough ads, I'd have enough money to print. And I started off with about $1.25 in the bank. And
oh.
it took about 4 weeks, and we printed our first issue.
Wow.
And within a year, I got that, I want to be bigger, bolder, badder, better. And listened to Wayne Dyer's tapes on you know, power of intuition or intention.
Yeah, deliberate.
And went, oh, my intention is this should be full color, national, beautiful, thick pages. And within a month, that's what we did.
Wow.
And then we were in Barnes & Noble and Borders and all over the United States. And
wow.
About 4 or 5 months ago, I started getting all these requests from Europe and Australia. It was very, very expensive to print, and it made it more expensive to ship.
Uh-huh.
And so it was something I couldn't fulfill, and it was frustrating me. So I said, okay, what would my vision be of this? And my vision was to go online where anybody, anywhere in the world could get it. So I went online.
Wow.
And it simply has been this constant thing of utilizing the law of attraction. You know, that to which you give energy is that which you get.
Right.
And if you put it out there what you want, I really believe that the situation and the circumstances, the universe will provide you the people and the know-how to do what you want to do.
Well, so did you focus on your the end results, or did you, was there a process that you went through to attract this, or was it just your constant 24/7 focus on the magazine?
Oh, wow, that's really a good question. When I first started it, I didn't have any kind of a point of reference as far as what I thought it would look like or feel like or smell like or anything,
mm-hmm.
which I think, looking back now, is really important, because I had this small newspaper print black and white magazine that was regional for about almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally not what my vision was. And I was kind of buying in a little bit to the reality, to the box that says, well, you do things a step at a time, and, you know, and so I was trying to do that. And I realized afterwards that if my intention and my vision from day one had been full-color imprint internationally, then that's what it would have showed up immediately.
Hmm.
I don't think you... You know, as it was, everybody from bankers to accountants to lawyers told me I couldn't do what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
In fact, 4 years after I was already in Barnes & Noble's and all these other bookstores all over the country, people were still saying to me, you can't possibly be doing this. And it's like, but I am, see?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the power of the law of attraction is, when you absolutely have 100% confidence in it, and that you know that this is simply energy, it's just energy. That's why I say money comes from God, not from people.
Mm-hmm.
There is abundance of money out there. You know, you're not having to take anything away from anybody, because guess what? God will make more.
Absolutely. There's,
you know, and money will always show up. You know, if you have the mindset that you only are allowed a certain amount, go get a job working someplace where they give you a paycheck so you can create what it is that you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you believe that it could come from anywhere and any time, that's a choice too. See, not everybody wants to be rich. I think the law of attraction, when the movie came out, you know, people played it off that everybody on the planet was going to get rich. But I think a lot of people don't care about getting rich.
Right.
A lot of people care about, you know, finding their soulmates and, you know, being happy with kids or losing weight or whatever.
Right.
And that takes just as much energy as, you know, coming up with $1 million. It's just different energy. It's not more or better.
Right.
It's just different.
But again, do you think it's because you put your intention on it 24/7 that it happened so fast? Or, I mean, because we are hearing.
Probably, because the more intention and more energy you give something, the more of that you're going to get. It was funny because somebody made the comment to me the other day that they really felt bad for me that I had to go backwards because I was no longer printing. And I thought that was an interesting assumption that somebody would have, when to me, I have gone leaps and bounds forward by not polluting the planet with non-recyclable color paper.
Right.
And having it available to anybody with access to a computer anywhere on the planet, including a downloadable audio version so people who are visually impaired can now share the knowledge of Mystic Pop. And I thought that was interesting how it's just a matter of somebody's assumption how something comes out.
Yeah, that's interesting, the perception, yeah, because I see it. I mean, with the Internet, you are not just in a certain area. you are all over. You're totally expanded out. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I know he said, but it's not in print. I said, yeah, but you can print it. It doesn't stop you from printing it. Anybody can print it. And what's really cool is, like now I'm getting lots of people from Russia and China and different places because it's turned into like an online community instead of just the magazine you also, I don't know if you've noticed, there's downloadable audios and blogs and all kinds of classes by people and reviews. There's all kinds of stuff on it. And everything except the magazine can now be translated right on the website to one of 8 different languages.
Ooh.
And so I'm meeting all these people from Russia and China, and I don't hear any of them saying, but I can't buy it in print.
Yes.
They know it would be impossible to get this information in print.
Yes.
You know, whether I was printing it here or not. The next kind of thing I'm doing is I do want to do Mystic Pop in several different languages where the whole magazine is translatable. I just haven't figured out how to do that online yet.
Oh, but you just put it out there, so you figure it out probably next week.
Some graphics person can show up and do that.
Yeah, right. There you go. I've noticed you had some terrific interviews in there, like Shirley MacLaine and Michael Beckwith. Who was your favorite interview? And just, I mean, there's some really phenomenals. How many other?
I mean, over the last 5 years, there have been just some amazing people I've gotten to interview. And I will tell you a few of them that were my favorites. Of course, Shirley MacLaine was one because since I was very young and when I first started the magazine, I said, someday I'm going to get Shirley MacLaine on a cover. And I did.
Ooh.
And Richard Bach, who I just adore everything he's ever written. When I called and said, I'd love to have you on a cover and interview you, and they said, oh, sure. And he was just incredible, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, these people who actually do walk their talk. I mean, there's a lot of famous people out there that it doesn't matter how famous they are, I still am going to refuse to interview them. Because they aren't who they play they are.
Uh-huh.
And that makes me crazy. But, you know, and I just don't think that's appropriate. Like the Michael Beckwith and James Ray cover, which was the July-August. In fact, that was the last printed issue that we did. Both of them were phenomenal.
Really?
I had so much fun on those interviews. I really didn't expect some of them to be as, you know, forthright and honest with me. And some of these people are just straight up. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few actresses, like Marsha Mason and Shirley MacLaine, Diane Ladd. The next issue has Marla Maples on the cover.
Oh, really?
With Danyon and Catherine Brinkley. Probably my all-time favorite had to have been my Richard Bach interview because he's just phenomenal.
You know, one of the things that I love about my show is that I get to be the first person to ask the questions. So it's like, what a perk. Do you feel that way too? I mean, it's like, oh, wow, all these people out there want to ask a question, but I get to ask the first question.
You know, one of the things that I do really differently on my interviews, and as people read the interviews, they'll be kind of surprised, because I don't do question and answer kind of interviews. This was one of my decisions when I started the magazine, is so many printed magazines do Q&A kind of interviews.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted people to get to know people, very much in the way you and I are talking.
Uh-huh.
And I do complete conversations. I mean, we'll talk, like, with Michael Beckwith, we were talking about how it was the day he got busted, and there were police running all over the place, and, you know, just very candid comments from people. You know, like Stephen Farmer, when I interviewed him, I mean, we spent quite a bit of time talking about how he met Doreen Virtue, and they hooked up.
Oh.
I don't know. Once in a while, you know, it's really fun to throw a question at somebody and and have them, like Greg Braden, one of the questions I'd asked him, he goes, wow, nobody's ever asked me that. Isn't that so much fun? It is. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and then you discover, you know, we all are alike. They're special because they have the notoriety, but at the same time, we're connected to each other, so it's just an extension of ourselves. It's really, really terrific.
Yeah.
I just love it. I love my job. you have some columnists, too, with you, like Debbie Ford, who was a guest on my show.
I have been so blessed with just incredible columnists. Doreen Virtue, Stephen Farmer, Judith Orloff has come on as a columnist this for 2008, Matt James of the HUNA training in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I had him, too. He was wonderful.
He's just amazing. Sonia Choquette is back in as a columnist. Glennis McCants, the numbers lady. Deborah King, who wrote The Truth Heals. Maureen St. Germain. I mean, it just blows me away. It's just absolutely amazing. And Dr. Meg Blackburn has agreed to do her second year of columnist. Let me tell you the cool thing I think is the most important thing about columnist.
Uh-huh.
Everything in my magazine is written for Mystic Pop.
Uh-huh.
These are not syndicated.
Uh-huh.
Like, you pick up, you know, 9 printed magazines and you find, like, Alan Cohen's articles. They all have the exact same one because they print syndicated.
Uh-huh.
I won't do that. And for people like Doreen Virtue to take the time every 2 months, or Lynn Andrews or Greg Braden, to write a column for me just blows my mind. That's when I know that the law of attraction is at work, because all I want to do is be able to share little bits of the truth with everybody and let them find their own paths.
Oh, yeah.
And for them to be able to do this from a place that's totally individual to Mystic Pop.
Uh-huh.
You know? So yeah. To have, you know, people like that say, oh, yeah, I want to call them. I want to write for every issue. It's just, you know, once in a while I'll hear from Neil Donald Walsh, and he'll, like, I haven't turned in anything to you lately, have I? Nope. Okay. And I'll get an article. I love it. It, like you said, I love my job.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. Now, this is how to attract something that you love to do. That's for sure. Oh, goodness. You know what? I just noticed we have a caller on here, and I'm going to try and see if I can pick up this person who is calling. We're going to see here, because technical difficulties. What did you call it? Deborah, did you say it was something retrograde?
Oh, Mercury was going retrograde on Saturday night.
Oh, well, we got a touch of that. We got a little retrograde here. Somebody is calling in from area code 607. Are you there?
I'm here.
You are. And I can barely hear you, but
I'll speak loudly.
There you go.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
From Ithaca.
Oh, Ithaca, New York.
Yes. This is
Alan. Alrighty.
Hi.
Hi. Have you got a question for Deborah?
I do. I'm wondering, I see that, Deborah, that you have contacted all these people and they're on your magazine cover, and I'm wondering how you reach them, because so many of these people don't seem particularly accessible.
You have to go through their publicists.
Uh-huh.
And find out who their publicists are. It took almost 3 years for me to get through to Shirley MacLaine.
Mm-hmm.
Some other people tend to be more accessible. I met quite a few people at conferences. Like the first year I was in business, I went to like the Celebrate Your Life conference,
mm-hmm.
and I Can Do It conference by Hay House, and
mm-hmm.
started introducing myself and meeting people.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And as soon as I told some of the authors, especially, what it was I was planning on doing with the magazine, what the concept of the magazine was, the majority of everybody I spoke with said that they absolutely wanted to participate because they had been looking for the same kind of magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
Is that what you're having trouble with, is getting through to people?
Yes.
For a magazine?
No. For putting together workshops, but...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But,
yeah, you got to find people's publicists.
Yes.
That's the hardest thing, is once you can get a hold of their publicist, you can usually make... I mean, even I'm also a literary agent, and I represent about 12 authors,
mm-hmm.
and people will get a hold of me about, you know, setting up with interviews with different people, and they're very surprised at how much it takes to get that accomplished, and it's because some of the authors really have to be pretty well protected, especially people like Shirley MacLaine. You know, the more famous you are, you have to be really protected, and I actually went through a series of about 5 people before I finally hit on the person that was close enough to pitch it to Shirley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, that's great. That's very helpful.
Publicists, and the easiest way to find their publicist is write to wherever their books are printed.
Okay.
If they're a Hay House author, write to them, care of Hay House, and it will be sent to their publicist.
Great.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For all
your
work.
Thank you. Enjoy the magazine.
I do. Thanks.
Oh, well, that was nice.
That was nice.
Good. And no technical difficulties on that one either. I just love it when that works.
Yeah. That makes it really special.
Yeah. So your magazine has everything in it, from the spiritual side to the metaphysical side. Is there anything that you don't cover, or it's really about everything, isn't it?
I really think it's about everything from self-empowerment to UFOs.
Okay.
And I ask people, if there's something we're leaving out or something we haven't covered, let us know. Email to info@mysticpopmagazine.com. Last year we added a feng shui column because we had so many requests for it. We had added a crossword puzzle while we were still in print, which we've just now dropped because it's impossible, since it's online, to do a crossword puzzle. But then this year we added a legal column for people, how to handle, you know, situations and conflicts and do conflict resolution from a spiritual standpoint.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
Oh, it's very good. And the author, Douglas Knoll, is a attorney for the last 30 years who is now a peacemaker. And he's amazing. You know, we just ended a column that was all about real estate and how to do real estate investing from a spiritual mindset.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it kind of covers, it's very eclectic. It covers a little bit of everything. We've got a column about Celtic things written by somebody who really is Celtic.
Oh.
And
what is Celtic?
Well, she's from Ireland and her husband's from Wales, and they've been taught the ancient Celtic ways since they grew up. So stuff that you're reading in the way of the Celts is actually stuff that's Celtic that isn't, I don't know how to put this, that is sounding bad. Something somebody studied and decided they'd start teaching,
mm-hmm.
Which may have been diluted 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 different directions before.
Uh-huh.
You know, before in the past, I've had people attempt to send me columns on maybe on witchcraft, and which I have no objection to white magic and witchcraft either. But it was very obvious that they had taken a weekend course someplace.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's very important to me that people who express information through Mystic Pop know what they're doing.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I have that same that's really important to me and my show too.
Oh yeah, because there's you want to be known for a certain level, you know, and that's why I said there's even really, really, really famous people that I won't print.
Yeah.
Because they don't walk their talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I know a couple people. It's all very fascinating. Now you said your favorite was Shirley MacLaine. Do you have anything that you could tell us? I mean, she's really into the metaphysical, but did she have a good story?
Not really. She has gotten, she's doing so much, especially like with her new book that's out now. It's a perfect example of what interviewing her is like. It covers everything.
Oh, yeah.
She's a totally amazing, open person, but she is a very no-nonsense kind of gal. You know, she doesn't care if you believe it or not. Just don't try and condemn her for what she knows to be truth. And, you know, it's like this whole UFO thing, which I really love the way it was brought up during the political campaign.
Uh-huh.
And debate when Dennis Kucinich was asked and admitted that he saw a UFO with Shirley. And what's true is one of the other guys who was also on the debate, who's running for president, is the founder and chairman of the UFO. I forget what it's called. It's like, but it's a government entity. And he not only admits to seeing UFOs as well, and I think this is really cool that maybe with Shirley MacLaine doing so much with her new book coming out and being on so many shows and all these, you know, political figures and things having to step up and say, yeah, okay, maybe UFOs do exist, that maybe finally the United States will start releasing its information about UFOs, because they're not... It's not a wacko thing. You know, we're the only country that hides this information. I mean, Mexico, it's on the news every night. You know, see, yeah, UFO spotted above such and such, you know, volcano, and everybody goes, yeah, yeah, okay. It's not weird. Only in the United States is it considered weird.
I wonder why that is. I mean, I wonder if we're just too afraid to hear about the news.
Well, I think we live in a very fear-based society. That, I mean, you don't even have sex on TV. You know, you go anywhere else in the world, and they have, you know, half-naked commercials and stuff because they don't make it a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, in the United States, we got to make everything such a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
And it's kind of like, while we're not watching that, well, we're afraid of that. Somebody can run around behind us and do something that we'll never know about, like, let's go to war in Iraq. Oh, surprise, surprise. You know, you're losing your homes due to inflation, but we just bet $69 billion to build this big white elephant we're going to call a diplomatic core building in Iraq that somebody will blow up the day after we get people in there. You know, but that only happens because we're not paying attention.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That is the honest to God truth. We aren't paying attention. We truly don't care, or we're too scared to know. And so the end result comes back to us. We, the people, are the one who's creating this. It's just not the president. It's just not Congress. It's us. We are creating it, and we've got to take responsibility for it.
Well, look at what the law of attraction says about it. That in which you put your energy to is what you create, right?
Right, right.
So if people are running around going, we can't stay at war, what do we get? We get war.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? No more war. We get war.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's how come I've got the world peace meditation coming up.
Because exactly. Because it is about peace. It's about creating peace. But you also have to, what does that mean? Does peace mean ending war? Because if it does, you get more war.
Well, it's not about anything about the war. It's about really about love and feeling good and having... peace in your own personal life.
That's right. And that's what my whole the November-December issue of Mystic Pop, that's the whole thing that the entire magazine is on, is how to be the change.
Right.
I've never done a theme before, and I did one for this issue, and I was hesitant. No, I'm glad I did. But, I mean, everything in that issue is to give somebody a skill, whether it's how to change their personality that's rubbing off on everybody near them to how to create peace.
Absolutely, and it's up to each one individually, and then that's because we are all connected. But there is, and I'm sure you have found this, there is a huge shift of consciousness going on that everybody appears to be more open, especially to the law of attraction, more open to thinking in a change in religions, that it's not about a supreme power being over us. It is about that power being in, within us. And I think it's an amazing, amazing time to be alive and to experience this shift.
It's a lot of fun if people would quit being so dang heavy about everything.
Well,
you know, and lighten up. I mean, energy flows so much faster and better when you lighten up. And, you know, when you're getting down all heavy about how horrible everything is, it slows everything down so you get a lot more horrible. But if everybody kind of lighten up, this is a great time to be alive.
Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely.
And
fantastic.
And there's, you know, you just got to not be afraid. I mean, you can't fear things you don't know. When it shows up, if it has teeth and it's chasing you, run. But otherwise, just go, ooh, looky.
Yeah, yeah. Even the contrast or the things that you think bother you the worst, really, if you turn around and look at it and become your own spin doctor, you can see it in a different light, that it's really there to help you.
Most
that's
of this,
what I think.
And so much of it just absolutely doesn't mean a thing. And,
yeah.
You know, people, my daughter was laughing at me because, you know, I quit smoking a few days ago.
Congratulations.
I was like I was bouncing off walls. and my mood was in between, I'm going to drag something by its hair or, you know, or I was in tears, one or the other. And I said, you know, there's something very freeing about this experience because you have absolutely uncontrolled emotions. You know, I could sit here and try to be calm. And try to be calm. And what do you create when you do that? More frenzy, right?
Right.
But if you just kind of go and give in to the frenzy a little bit,
uh-huh.
You'll find that the world doesn't have to be so dang dramatic about everything.
Oh, really?
And create, you know, like, where's the... I love this guy on TV the other day. He's so scared that Hillary Clinton will get elected. That the only thing he did for 1 hour in the show was talk about Hillary Clinton. Well, she had to call and thank him.
I didn't see that. That was pretty funny.
Whatever you do, don't vote for her. So everybody's like, okay, vote for her. He needs to watch the Law of Attraction. I mean, I don't care who gets elected as long as it's not a few people that I won't mention on radio, but... You know, if you don't want somebody, you don't run around going, I don't want that person.
Because they're going to bring them right smack into you.
Absolutely. How many people are watching that show going, wow, this guy really doesn't like that woman. You know, my husband doesn't like me, so I'm going to vote for her because that man doesn't like her. You know, the idiocy that people will get into, you know, but whatever you put your energy to, that's exactly what you're going to get.
Right. Right.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent there.
No, I think that's great. I think
it fits.
It does. It does. It's perfect. And now,
all right, everybody can blame this to my brain still isn't come back to me since I haven't been smoking.
That's okay. That's okay. And it's okay, like you said, it's okay to have those emotions. You know, people think that when you get into the Law of Attraction, life is going to be great. You're going to get everything you want. You're always going to be happy. And we're going, oh.
Oh, I got
I don't
exactly.
Think so.
I created this one so perfectly. I can't complain to anybody else about it because I even went to a hypnotist because.
Yeah.
I was told that the hypnotist could keep me from having withdrawals. All I thought about for 4 days before I did this was not having withdrawals. I just don't want to have withdrawals. I sure don't want to have withdrawals. What do you think I've been in for 3.5 days? Withdrawals.
Well, I will tell you something. being a hypnotherapist. You're right. You did create that. But now it's for you to pick up another cigarette and go through that experience again, you'll think definitely twice about it.
Oh, heck no.
You're not going to want to.
I start thinking, what would one do? And all I can think of is put me right back here for three more days again?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
It's kind of like,
I understand the human condition that we like to do things for pleasure, not pain. Okay? There is no pleasure to have to go through this again for 3 days.
Exactly. So actually, your subconscious and what you did is actually saved yourself the effort of doing it again in the future. So it actually works out to be even better that you suffer from the withdrawals a little bit.
You know, isn't it funny when you talk to people who, we know this law of attraction stuff, but we still, unless we are connected to it on a daily level, you know, on a moment to moment, we need support systems, because just because we know about the law of attraction doesn't mean we're always using it. Afterwards, we have a tendency to go, aha.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, I told the genie the wrong thing, didn't I?
But you can always sit around and laugh about it.
What you ask for, you get. Yep.
Yep. And people don't realize.
I think this is a really good point, though, is to have things like your radio show and magazines like mine, because it gives us support. It gives us a family that we can turn to. So when we're doing something, even though we know this stuff, you know, it gives us something to kind of give a little reflection back and maybe stop and go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't be praying to end the war. There's like three movements going on right now, so I had to say that. I'm sure you're getting the emails, too.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have 100,000 people at one time praying to end the war. All I want to do is go find a bunker to hide in the moment they do this prayer, because you know what's going to happen.
Well, now my meditation and my terrific listeners say we've created rain through love, so we can do it with peace. I know we'll make a difference.
Well,
so,
but see, that's what you're creating. That's what you're putting and having everybody put their energy to is love.
Absolutely.
Then you get love.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And that's what we give it back. I mean, we get it to us and we give it out to the world. And how could you not go wrong with that? So I think anything that's being or these prayers or anything for anti-war movements, I think we're going to counteract them a little bit and put it where it really needs to be. So I still have confidence in the future. And I even have confidence in any president that comes and is going to be elected. You know, I think that if we all develop the attitude of love that and send that out, I think that it's going to have the best intention for everyone.
And you know, between now and really 2000, and they say 2012, but I think by the end of 2008, we will have you and me and all of us with our squeaky little voices are going to really get people's attention to put their intention on love.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I got to tell you, we aren't going to be too squeaky about it. I got a feeling I'm going to be yelling it from the rooftops here, because it just feels so wonderful, and I just want everybody to share in it. You know,
it's the only way. It's the only thing that actually will make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling and pointing fingers does nothing.
Nope, that will bring it more to you. But again, let's go back into that emotional thing. You know, it's okay for you to feel emotions. It's okay for you to feel high strung if you just quit smoking. It's okay. I mean, that's all part
that's
of it.
That's good.
if you have a terrible day, it's okay. It's fine. Just accept it. And it... knowing that, you know, probably tomorrow is going to be a much better day. You don't
Have you ever gotten to interview Dan Millman?
Oh, no, but I saw his movie. I've been
Oh, you've got to interview Dan Millman. after we're done, I'll connect you.
Okay.
You've got to interview him. I love what he says about emotions. He talks about how it's simply a storm.
Uh-huh.
And you simply, I mean, if a storm comes by, you don't try and stop the clouds and hold it back or anything, right?
Right.
You just know that, okay, it's raining and it'll be over.
Right.
You do the exact same thing with your emotions.
Yeah.
If you have a rough day and you're a little irritated, as soon as you become aware of it and you allow it to be that, then it's just like the storm. It goes away.
Exactly.
If you fight it, then what you resist persists.
Right. You stuff it, and then it will come back up eventually.
Well, 18 times.
Oh,
18
yes.
times worse. I'm usually the most mild-mannered person on the planet until the last 3 days. And people who know me well are just laughing at me because I have no problem. I got this nasty letter from somebody who was absolutely wrong, and I decided to speak my truth at a very loud tone for about 15 minutes and got the problem resolved. And I hung up, and I turned around, and my roommate looked at me and went, "Oh, my, weren't you standing in your power?"
And it felt so good.
And it felt great. I went, "Wow, I wonder how much I guard myself from really standing in my power." But because I'm flipping out and in withdrawal, I'm not taking the time to have that control.
Ooh.
So, yeah, allow these emotions.
Yeah, allow them. And especially, you know, when you get into the law of attraction, well, with me, because I do live it as much as I can, it's hard not to having a show on it. But
<Yeah.
clears throat> but I also have to be loving towards myself when I have a terrible day or when something doesn't work. And it's okay for me to get irritated. It's okay for me to get mad. It's part of it, because then I decide what I can see what it is that I don't want to happen, and I can create another situation. Okay, I had technical problems with the computer, but I can turn that around and create something better. So it's a good thing that I got upset. I felt those emotions. And then with the intensity of the emotions, that's your best creating power right there, the intensity, the passion. You know, no, I don't like this, but you know what? I really am going to love this, you know. It's
uh-huh.
The feeling behind it is just, wow. And you, you didn't mention it, but I know that creating this magazine in the print, I know that you had an intense amount of passion behind it, that is what you thought of 24/7. And I just have this feeling that you wanted it more than anything, right?
You have to. If you don't really, really, really want it, then you're not fully in manifestation.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, when this went online, I really, really wanted it, and I really wanted it to the point that what I actually did was release the printed version. And a whole bunch of financial things ended up coming up with costs of shipping and so on and so forth, which just fed into me being able to be 100% online, which is where the world is.
Absolutely.
The world is online.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, as long as whatever it is you really, 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 really clearly want, you know, then you'll manifest it. I think the things that people run into that can be a problem is when they're not really sure what it is, and they sort of know what it looks like, and then it could manifest as anything. And sometimes it doesn't manifest exactly what they wanted.
Huh. So would you recommend then a business plan to get your thoughts clear on what you want?
Not a business plan. Oh, God, they wouldn't even do one on me. They said, "Honey, it's a nice idea. Come back in 5 years when you have money." So no, I definitely not. I believe in being completely outside the box. Well, that's first off. Live outside the box. If somebody tries to put you in the box, say, you know, that may be true for you. Thank you for your opinion, but that's not what's happening for me. Because if it's a matter usually of coming up with money,
uh-huh.
money can come out of anywhere. I mean, if you're absolutely clear on your intention of what it is you want to do or have, and money is what's standing in your way, money can come from anywhere. Money doesn't have to be because you had a 40-page business plan that some geek in a suit decided that it was a good gamble, so the bank's going to be nice enough to loan you money on. Hell, that may not be where your money comes from at all. You may suddenly win the lottery. Some uncle may pass away and leave you money. If you really need it for what it is you're trying to manifest, it will show up.
Right.
If you're absolutely clear on what it is you want.
So,
and I'm not talking about a car or something like that. Everything, James Ray talks a lot about how you have to have like a purpose and be balanced in mind, body, and spirit. I mean, if you just wake up one morning and say, I just want a Rolls Royce because I deserve a Rolls Royce, and you're unemployed and, you know, no visible means of anything else, and you don't want it to, like, for any particular spiritual part of a reason, you just want a Rolls Royce, you're probably going to have a hell of a time creating that. Now, I wanted a magazine that would assist people in being able to find paths, different paths. I made the mistake when I started off of not adding that I would be financially compensated very well for doing all the work I did, which is important to put into your creation. So instead of a business plan, do a spirit plan.
Okay.
What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? And what does it do?
And there's your plan.
There's your plan.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the stupid stuff comes. The where you're going to do it and how you're going to do it and where the money is going to come from and all that, that all comes. But you have to know absolutely perfectly clearly what it is you want. My girlfriend, the whole time we were growing up, for about 25 years I knew her, all she kept saying is she didn't care if she even married somebody she didn't like as long as she owned her own home.
Ooh.
And her great uncle died and left her a house up in the middle of the mountain somewhere near Yosemite on old gold mine line where there were no roads going in or anything, and she now owned a house, but she owed 4 years of back property taxes and had to do so much upkeep on it a year, which she couldn't afford to do.
Wow.
So running around saying, I just want to own my own home is not necessarily a good plan.
Okay, we got that one. We get it.
The clients of mine that call and say, I just want a man in my life. Ooh, every time that happens, don't you go, okay, stop, breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you could get just any old man in your life.
Well, anybody can.
Yeah.
It's
probably aren't going to be what you want.
Yeah, you want that vibrational person in your life that's going to match with you.
So you do a spirit plan, what it smells like, tastes like, feels like, you know.
Absolutely. I agree. 100%. Very good. Oh, gosh, we are almost totally out of time, too, and I enjoyed this so much.
This is great. It went fast.
Yeah, it went fast. It's because you're still going through withdrawal.
Yes, I'll probably have the entire magazine laid out in the next 24 hours.
Now tell people how they can subscribe to your magazine.
They don't have to subscribe. It's absolutely free now.
All
they have to do is go online to mysticpopmagazine.com. And that's P-O-P, mysticpopmagazine.com. And it's all free.
All free. Isn't that wonderful? And really, I urge everybody to get it. You're going to absolutely enjoy it. It has so much information. People are going to just love it. Thank you so much for being
Thank
on the
you.
Show with us tonight. It was
fun. Great. I loved it.
Oh, good. Good. And we're going to get you back on, too.
All right.
And maybe there'll be a difference when you're not on the call. We'll see.
Calm down.
But you're doing great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, and thank you, listeners. I will talk to everyone next week. See you later.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson.
For more information, go to www.lawofattraction.com.